Good morning from the Financial Times. Today is Wednesday, September 28th, and this is your FT News Briefing. Pipeline leaks in the Baltic Sea have prompted accusations of sabotage. The CEO of a giant bankrupt crypto lender has quit. But first, the UK's tax cut plan is under international criticism. I'm Sonia Hudson, in for Mark Filipino, and here's the news you need to start your day. An ambitious tax cut plan from the UK government has put the gilt market in turmoil and sent the pound to new lows. Now, economists, even outside the UK, are lashing out. Yesterday, the International Monetary Fund attacked the plan, saying it could worsen inflation. It's urging London to reevaluate. And the IMF isn't the only critic. Here's the FT's Colby Smith.
It was quite unusual in just the language that was used in speaking to some former senior IMF officials. The real assessment here was this was as pointed criticism as it really gets from the fund, who typically tries to, you know, pull punches when it talks about countries and their policies, especially in terms of an immediate reaction to what is being discussed.
So, Colby, what are other people around the world saying? You know, we've had a lot of prominent economists who have come out against the plan. What are they saying?
So absolutely. We've heard from all walks of life, really, from policymakers at the Federal Reserve. For instance, we heard from Raphael Bostic, who runs the Atlanta branch this week, who warned that the plan increases economic uncertainty, and then in turn, that doesn't really help the odds of the global economy escaping a recession. And Ray Dalio as well, the billionaire founder of Bridgewater, the hedge fund, said that the government was operating like one of an emerging country. We heard from U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who said she's also monitoring the situation out of the U.K., but notably, she mentioned the fact that the market volatility is really unique to the UK at this moment. We're not seeing broader knock-on effects, so it really seems to be a unique UK problem.
Well, if this really is a UK problem, then why is there all this international concern?
I think the reaction has been so severe because from a market standpoint, it's also been pretty painful. And something that President Bostic mentioned this week was when you have such heightened uncertainty about the outlook and uncertainty across financial markets, that ultimately can imperil the global economy. And if this situation leads the UK economy to more substantially weaken, that could hit Europe, which in turn could hit the U.S. So there are global ramifications here, even if we aren't necessarily seeing them yet from a financial stability standpoint.
That's the FT's U.S. economics editor, Colby Smith. As Russia escalates its invasion in Ukraine, Western officials are trying to get more aid to the war-torn country. The FT reports that the head of the International Monetary Fund met with EU leaders to talk about budgetary support for Ukraine. Meanwhile, the FT reports that senior U.S. officials are frustrated at Brussels for the slow pace of their aid to Kyiv. They're urging the EU to set up a regular mechanism to financially support Ukraine. Suspicious leaks on two Baltic Sea gas pipelines are heightening tensions between Europe and Russia. Yesterday, the Prime Minister of Denmark said sabotage can't be ruled out as the cause of leaks in the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines. These pipelines were designed to carry Russian gas to Europe. They've been shut down amid EU-Russia tensions following the invasion of Ukraine. But there's still gas in the pipelines. Here's the FT's Richard Milne.
there are three leaks in very close proximity to each other. These pipelines are designed very solidly not to be able to have leaks. So that already in itself points to sabotage. There was an enormous drop in pressure that suggests very large amounts of gas has leaked out already. And the Danish Energy Agency has said that, you know, the gas bubbles are about 100 meters wide. And so everything points to it being a large hole, as the Energy Agency said, and therefore a sabotage.
Richard says there's been other suspicious activity as well.
The day before this, the Norwegian Petroleum Safety Authority warned that several companies operating in oil and gas fields had notified them of unidentified drones around oil and gas rigs. And then earlier this year, in February, actually, the internet cable that went to the Norwegian Arctic archipelago of Svalbard was cut, seemingly deliberately. And, you know, in both these cases, there's no clear sign of what happened, but obviously suspicions have fallen towards Russia. But I think the deeper worry would be if an active pipeline could be targeted by whoever's responsible for this.
That's the FT's Nordic and Baltic Bureau Chief, Richard Milne. The CEO of bankrupt crypto lender Celsius Network resigned yesterday. In his letter to the board, Alex Mashinsky apologized to customers for their difficult financial circumstances caused by the bankruptcy. Hundreds of thousands of Celsius customers have been unable to access their deposits since the summer. That's when Celsius collapsed with a $1 billion hole in its balance sheet. The FT's Kadim Schuber says it's unclear why Mashinsky resigned.
The only thing that Mashinsky said was that him continuing in the role of CEO had started to become a distraction for the company. In the last couple of weeks, he's began to pop up on these sort of community chat rooms on Twitter that people have been holding almost every night to talk about the bankruptcy. So that may have been a reference to, you know, it seems that Alex Mashinsky has this desire to speak out a little bit, to explain his side of the story, defend his own record. And that may, you know, be somewhat in tension with the, you know, the bankruptcy process where the company doesn't want to say a lot and only wants to speak through the sort of court process.
Kadim says Mashinsky's resignation could be very important for the bankruptcy.
You know, he has a financial interest in this outcome, but he also has like a very personal kind of, you know, his reputation, his pride kind of interest. And certainly with him as chief executive, you would expect that he is, would be pushing very hard for, you know, the business to come out of bankruptcy in one piece. With him gone, you may see the people arguing that this should just be liquidated and everyone should move on and, you know, Celsius should effectively sort of die. You know, which one would be better for the creditors? I admit that, you know, I don't know. I don't have a view on that. But we may see that the course of the bankruptcy may change.
That's the FT's Kadim Schuber. Before we go, one final reminder that we have a special offer for half off an annual subscription to FT.com. For $187 a year, you can read everything FT.com has to offer, like deep reporting, market analysis, cool charts, and even videos. Go to FT.com/briefingsale. That's FT.com/briefingsale. We have a link to that in the show notes. You can read more on all these stories at FT.com. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.